非常感恩。2015年，我们的教会的主题是向下扎根、向上结果的一个更新年。
I thank God that this year our theme is putting roots down and growing fruit upwards.
过去的四个月的主日信息，我们主要集中在使人自由的律法上。
In the last 4 months, what we've been preaching from the pulpit, the law that sets men free.
我们特别注重在耶稣基督的救赎恩典里活出律法的要求。
We especially focused on the how Christ in His salvation grace has lived out what the law had required of men.
也就是说，耶稣要透过上帝要透过摩西把圣洁的律法赐给以色列的一个主要目的是活出一个感恩的生活。
And indeed, the whole point of the law given from Moses to the Israelites was to live a life of gratitude.
在过去的一段时间，我和长老不断地重复一句话。
And so over and over again, I and the elders who preach from this pulpit reminded all of you.
我说上帝这十句话本是上帝期待他的创造的人和救赎的人在他的世界中是应当活出的生活样子。
These commandments is how God expected the men He had created and redeemed to live in this world.
熟悉吗？ Is intend to be. 有点印象至少。
I hope that you at least have some impression of these words.
我们现在往前走了，从这个月开始一直到八月，守约和被约的人生结局上。
And in the next 3 months, we're going to look at the destiny of those who.Obey and those who disobey the
我们会用旧约的最后一本书马拉基书
and we're going to look at Malachi
来对比什么是蒙福的人生什么是亏损的人生
to see what it is like to live a life of blessing and what it is like to live a life of loss
怎么样活出一个蒙福的人生如何逃避一个亏损的人生
how to live out that life of blessing and to avoid the life of loss
但是还有一件事
And one more thing.
就是从五月、六月、七月的每一个联合主日第一周。
Every combined service in May, June, and July.
我们会分别宣讲这个福音教会的核心价值。
We're going to especially focus on the three core values of this church.
因为这是教会的更新年。
Because this again, this is a year of renewal for our church.
我们盼望是教会，无论是新来的还是老旧的。
It is my hope that every member of this church, whether they are new or they have been here for
年长还是年少的
whether they are old or young,
正在考虑这个教会加入这个教会成员的人
whether you are already about to become a member,
或者预备要离开这个教会的人
or you are preparing to leave,
你是初来乍到的
your first time visitor,
对你有今生的益处和永恒的益处。
Wherever you are, I hope that this preaching is a benefit to you today and to eternity.
你到经过这个十七九十二的时候，你看到我们教会的三个价值，对不对？在那个现在已经不太清晰的牌子上。
If you drive past our church, you can see the sign that's slowly becoming more and more worn out.
有爱的家庭。
Three core values.
有爱的家庭是其中一个。
And a family of love is one of them.
这是第一个。
And it is our first.
这不是一个一般意义上的友谊。
And this love is not the usual kind of, you know, everyone's just friends with one another.
而是在耶稣基督的救赎之爱中的一个有爱的家庭 ，have the love.
But a family that is loving and together because of the salvation of Jesus.
那我特别感谢上帝，在过去我们基于《申命记》第五章的十诫的宣讲过程中呢，已经为我们今天。的谈论做了一个很好的根基。
And thankfully that because we have been preaching on the Ten Commandments, this it's set a very good foundation today to talk about the greatest commandments.
对吧？耶稣基督的两大诫命，他总结十诫是这样说的：爱上帝和爱人如己。
Jesus summed up all of the commandments as love God and love your neighbor.
但是当你听到耶稣这样说的时候呢，他说这两条诫命。是律法和先知一切道理的总纲时，我不知道你的心情是怎么样。
And so when Jesus says of these two commandments depend on all the law and all the prophets, I don't know what you think of it.
爱上帝爱人如己非常的熟悉，已经老掉牙了。
because we're so familiar with these two phrases that it's almost become blasé for us.
但是至少当耶稣跟法利赛人来辩论这件事的时候，他谈论的这件事情非常重要，律法和先知。
So when he is debating this issue with the Pharisees, he speaks of the law and the prophets.
我们应当反复的思想。
We ought to meditate on those two things.
因为当耶稣这样说律法和先知一些道理的时候，他不光在说摩西五经这个圣经的最基础的前五本书。
For when Jesus speaks of the law and the prophets, he does not just refer to the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible.
他按照犹太人的传统，说到律法和先知一切道理，这是概括旧约的所有的书卷。
But the law and the prophets mean collectively all the books of the Old Testament.
摩西五经、历史书、诗篇、先知，从一个角度来说，像路加福音24章讲的，这个都是在表论。当他说先知和律法的时候，是整本的旧约。
So when he speaks of the law and the prophets, he means the Pentateuch, the major and minor prophets, the Psalms, the Proverbs, all of the Old Testament.
也就是说。上帝对人类的启示心意而言，整本的旧约可以浓缩成两句话：爱上帝，爱人。
And so all of the entirety of God's revelation to man can be summed up in two sentences: love God and love others.
我预备的时候，怎么可能用45分钟、一个小时讲完呢
？How could I, you know, exposit all what that implies in a 45-minute sermon?
怎么样应用的穷尽呢？
How do we apply this to our lives?
所以我必须谦卑跟随耶稣。
And so I must try to humbly follow.
少就是多。
Lord, and Jesus lived at by the less is more.
所以我们今天的目的，我会集中在爱人这个水平方向上。
Today I'm going to focus especially on loving your neighbor as yourself.
而不是尽心尽意尽力尽力爱上帝的这个垂直方向。
But it is built on the vertical relationship between loving God.
首先，我们应该注意到爱上帝与爱人不可分割。
For it is impossible to separate the two.
第二，他接着提醒我们要寻求一个我们爱他人如自己的能力来源。
And then where do we get the power to love others as ourselves?
最后我们要谈论如何实践这个爱人如己的具体方式。
And then finally, how do we live out practically loving others as we love ourselves?
我们先谈论要求。
First is the requirement of the law.
接着谈能力、动力。
And then the power.
最后我们谈如何来做。
And then the application.
好，我们来看上帝，爱上帝和爱人不可分割，什么意思？
What's it mean that?Loving God is not separate from loving others.
我们在过去已经建立一个说律法不可分。如果你违背了律法中任何一戒，所有的都被打乱了，都失败了。
The law itself cannot be separate. If you break even one tenet of the law, you have already broken the entirety of the law.
所以整本的新约的福音的三本书里都记载了耶稣说爱上帝爱人。这个类似的对话。
So three of the four Gospels all record Jesus saying something to the effect of these two sentences.
无论法利赛人、撒都该人还是律法师来问的时候，带着多么恶毒的动机。
So for when the, you know, whether it was the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the teachers of the law, they came asking Jesus with an evil motive.
所以22章的这个34节就是说，法利赛人看见。撒都该失败了，现在轮到他们打擂台了，就说他们就聚集，其中一个人是律法师，就来试探耶稣了，说问夫子啊，律法和诫命哪一条最大呢
？So when the Pharisees see that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. One of them was a teacher of the law, wanted to test Jesus, and so they asked, "Teacher of the laws, which is the greatest?"
我特别让大家注意，你如果看对比罗马太福音和马可福音的时候呢？这些问题的提问者只问了一个问题，就是最大的诫命。
And so, if you look at the other three, if you look at all three of these gospels, the question was, what is the greatest commandment?
结果，耶稣不仅回答了最大的诫命，还给了第二个重要的诫命。
Well, Jesus answered not only that question, but he also made an amendment to it.
耶稣好像一口气说，你要尽心尽意尽意爱上帝，这是诫命中第一的，而且最大的。其次也相仿。 就是要爱人如己。
That you are ought to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. That is the greatest. And the second is like that, which is love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣做了什么呢？
What did Jesus do?
他把《生命记》的第六章四节和《利未记》的十九章的十八节结合在一起。
He combined Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 with Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18.
一个是所有的以色列人都要背的什么？每个人都要背，从小到大都背，尽心尽意爱你的上帝，以色列你要听，我们耶和华是独一的上帝。
First is that the commandment that every Israelite should would have known from heart. Hear, O Israel, your the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might.
但是另一句话是在非常不起眼，你们都不怎么读的，《利未记》里面。
And then the other verse is one that's not from a book that's not very well read, which is Leviticus.
原来是这样说：不可报仇，不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如灵舍，爱灵舍如自己。
Do not take revenge. Do not hate the people of your nation, but to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以耶稣基督买一送一的这个教导，你应该思想。
And so, you know, Jesus, the way he answered this question is worth for us meditating on.
他当然是上帝，所以他紧紧抓住赐予律法的目的是律法一定要连在一起，无论是前面的四条诫命爱上帝，还是后面六条爱人如己，绝对不能够分割。
And so he, because he is God in the flesh, he knows that the law must never be separate.
如果你再往下看看路加福音的时候，路加福音第十章介绍了耶稣基督讲爱的大诫命。
And so when we compare these verses in the Gospel of Matthew with that of God, the Gospel of Luke, you'll be all the more certain that these things are deeply connected.
你会发现我讲的这个爱上帝爱人牢不可破呢更有说服力。
And you'll find it an even more pervasive argument thatLoving God and loving man must not be separate.
这个人呢是一个律法师，试探耶稣，他肯定听过耶稣的一些教导，所以他说：“夫子啊，我做什么能够承受永生？”耶稣对他说了：“律法书写的什么？你念的怎样吗？”
Teacher of the law tested Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus told him, "Well, what does the law say? What have you read?" He answered, "You are to love the Lord your God with all your might, your heart, and all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength."
就是他回答的时候用了耶稣。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
他回答的时候把这个完美的回答了。你要尽心尽意尽力爱你的上帝，要爱灵舍如自己。
And so he answered he gave a 100% answer. He already combined the two verses.
所以耶稣非常高兴说，那你这样信就必得永生。
And so Jesus answered, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will have eternal life."
但这人是来挑战耶稣的。耶稣说：“你答得对，你去做。”结果他回答说：“哦，既然要这样，那谁是我的邻舍？我要爱哪样的人呢？”
In order to justify himself, the man asked another question. Well, then who is my neighbor?
结果耶稣的回答大家都熟悉的就是好撒玛利亚人。
Jesus answered with the parable of the Good Samaritan.
他用这个故事、这个寓言来回答谁是我的邻舍。
He used that parable to answer, "Who is my neighbor?"
我要说的是什么呢？我要说，路加福音的作者刻意用耶稣基督回答这个律法师说谁是我邻舍这个助语的比喻，展开了爱人如己的教训。
And through that answering the question, "Who is my neighbor?", Jesus taught what it meant to love your neighbor.
路加福音是非常注重边缘人士的一幅福音书。
And throughout the entire Gospel of Luke, you can see that Luke is a gospel that focuses very much on the people who are at the fringes of society.
妇女、
the women、
乞丐、外邦人、
beggars,
被人看不起的人。
Gentiles, people who are looked down upon by the Jewish nation.
好，律法不可分割。我们再来看全心全意爱上帝的这个要求。
So let's look at this requirement of loving God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength.
你要尽心、尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的上帝，这是诫命中最大的，第一是最重要的。
And so this is the greatest commandment.
这可说的实在太多了，但我只说两点。
And this is also a very deep topic, so let me just cover two quickly.
第一个字就是尽字，就是说要爱的完全的程度。
First is to love completely and totally.
这种完全程度是上帝造人的时候赋予人的一个本分，就是要完美的活在跟他的爱里面。
This is something that God had given us the capacity to do when we were created.
第二个强调是全部，你爱的功能。
And second, not only are you love with all of your being and with all of the ways that you can love.
你的心、你的灵魂、你的思想。
Your heart, your soul, your mind.
你不同的功能都要来爱上帝。
The different, all of the different ways you could think about.You must use that to love God.
教会有的时候会在整个的历史中有一个偏差，就是有人说，哎呀，这里谈到灵魂体，把它当作人的功能，人被造的时候有三类或者有四个部分。
Here we're not talking about how we can separate man into three components: his body, his soul, and his spirit. Because in other verses it talks about four different.
清楚的教导，人的组成是在创世纪，说你是有灵的活人，有身体和灵魂。
For man is a living soul. He has a body and a soul.
这里不再强调人的组成部分，而是强人的功能，人的全部都要来爱上帝。
But man is to love God not just with all of his component parts, but with all of his different abilities.
我们用全心，人的核心来爱造我们、救我们的三一真神。
We are to love God with our heart, with the very core of our being.
我们要用灵，就是说灵魂、信。内在的人来爱我、喂养我们、眷顾我们的上帝。
We are to love the Lord with our souls, for He is the one who feeds us and cares for us.
我们要用意思想、理性爱上帝和上帝的道。
We are to love God with our minds to meditate on His word.
在路加福音会说，我们要用我们的意志力遵行和顺服上帝的旨意。
We are to love the Lord with our strength.
所以这里的重点说，圣约中最高的事情、最高的忠诚，只能献给上帝，不能够献给其他的。
And so this ultimate dedication can only be given to God and nothing else in all of creation.
超过我们跟所有的人、父母、朋友、儿女的关系。
And this is the relationship that takes priority over all other relationships we have in this world.
超过我们的住房、工作、你的职位。
It's greater than anything we could ever own, any job we could ever have.
唯有三一的上帝是我们最高的效忠对象。
Only God is worthy of our ultimate loyalty.
这是我们每时每刻想的、做的吗？
Is that something that we are doing? We are working towards every moment?
这是你最在乎他的看法还是别人的看法？
Is his view of you what you value the most, or do you value someone else's opinion more?
耶稣接着就说，其次也相仿，要爱人如自己。
And the next is similar, to love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣要求人爱他人如同自己的时候，有一个最基本的假设，这是很多人误解的。
And so when Jesus gives this teaching, this is based on an assumption that many people misunderstand.
就正常情况下，人都会自动的爱自己的，这是被造的一个人要关顾自己的需要的。
In normal circumstances, we all love ourselves. We all automatically take care of our own needs.
你饿了会找食物，你冷了会多穿衣服。
When you're hungry, you'll eat. When you're cold, you'll put clothes on.
你困了会睡觉。
When you're tired, you'll go to bed.
你受伤了会去医治，你被。虐待了你寻求安慰。
If you're hurt, you will go see a doctor. If you're abused, you will go see comfort.
试想你在一个家中。
Well, if you live in a family.
当你饿了，你也会想到你们家里的人要食物，你不光是做饭给自己做。
When you're hungry, you wouldn't cook just for yourself because you know that there are other people who would also be hungry.
比如在北方，你发现你冷了，你想，哎呀，今天我们的孩子、我的妻子也应该多穿一件。
And if you're cold, then the other people in your household are probably also cold.
如果你睡眠不足，你也盼望别人跟你一样能有休息的时间。
If you're struggling with sleep, then you'll also want other people to be well rested.
当你受伤需要安慰的时候，你应该想到那些同样受伤需要缠裹的人。
And when you're hurt and in need of comfort, you should think of others who are also hurt and in need.
换句话说，耶稣在说什么呢？
What is Jesus saying here?
他按照你的了解、你的感受和你观察到的自己的各种需要，开始转向他人。
That since you know and understand and feel your own needs very keenly, so you should turn that attention to the needs of others.
你去爱和关心其他的人，从你身边的人开始做起，一直可以扩展到这个地球村上的人。
And starting from the people around you, you can spread that love to the people who live on the whole earth.
请问在座的有多少人想和爱他人如自己的这样的人一同生活？
How many of you would like to spend the rest of your life with someone who loves his neighbor as himself? And I'll be the first to raise my hand. And my wife is indeed very, you know, a very lovely woman.
啊，但是我自己发现不少的夫妻啊，都特别喜欢把配偶呢先送到教会来。
And so I noticed that a lot of married couples, they're the first to want to send their spouse to the church.
特别是他们有争论、有问题的时候。
Especially when they have problems, when they have conflicts.
他们期待上帝把对方先变成一个合他心意的人。
That they're hoping that God will change that person to someone who will fit their taste.
爱他如他自己的人。
Someone who can love them as they love themselves.
但是耶稣不是这么教导的啊。
But that's not what teaches.
所以换句话，谁渴望改变我们心中的这种天然的要满足自己被爱的愿望呢？
Who is it that, who gives us the power to want to change to, that we can love someone else?
盼望上帝把我们改成那种全心全意爱上帝的人，爱他其他人如同自己的人。
How can we have the strength to love God with all our being and love others as ourselves?
什么一个特别强的力量能够把我们根深蒂固的自我中心拔起？
Who has the power to uproot our selfishness?
不断的向着上帝为中心，渴望施比受更有福的人生呢？
How can we put God at the center of our lives and be the kind of person who feels more blessed to give than to receive?
所以我们要来看两节经文。
So let's look at two verses.
也是我们的第二部分，你要寻求爱他人如同自己那样的能力。
So where do we get the power to love others as ourselves?
因为我们没有能力做到这样。
Because we have no strength to do it ourselves.
有多少人听说过基督徒通常说的黄金律？你在美国待久了，肯定听说 Golden Rule, Golden Rule.
And so, you know, we if you've even been in the States any period of time, you've heard of the Golden Rule, right?
对吧？无论任何事，你们愿意别人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样对待别人。
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
我认为这是耶稣对爱人如己最好的一个脚注。
This is the best explanation that Jesus gave of how we are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我刚信主的时候，很多基督徒就用这个黄金律来证明基督教比佛教啊或者儒家更加的积极。
And so, when I was a new Christian, I remember people using this to prove to me that this was a more positive philosophy than that of Confucianism.
对吧？因为孔子说，己所不欲什么，勿施于人。
For Confucius taught, what you do not wish to have onto you, do not force onto others.
也就是说，自己不愿意承受的事，不要强加在别人身上。
And so, you know, if you don't want something to happen to you, then don't make someone else do it.
那耶稣更往前走一步，他说：“你自己想要从别人那里得到怎样的对待，那你就先让别人享受同等的对待。”
But Jesus takes that one step further.
有点绕哈。
That if you want to be treated a certain way, you must be the first to treat someone else in that way.
所以我们就用这个来辩护基督教更加积极、更有正能量。
This is a commandment with more power.That takes it further, that is more positive.
这个说话真是有一定的道理。
And this does have a certain logic to it.
但我认为他没有注意耶稣基督在那里教导的上下文。还记得这段话在哪里吗？
But this is, but the golden rule is not a commandment that happens in its own. It has a context.
他是在马太福音，请你们翻到七章的七到十二节，还是马太福音？
Then the context is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12.
我来，你要不要来读一下？我来读一下这个好了。
I will read it to you.
请翻到这个马太福音七章七节，这样说：你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡所祈求就得着，寻找了就寻见，叩门的就给你们开门。你们中间有谁 谁有儿子来求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西赐给求他的人吗？所以，无论任何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这是律法和先知的道理。
Pray and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. For those who pray will be received. Those who seek will find. Those who knock will the door will be opened. Which among you who has a son asked for bread and you, but you gave him a stone? Who asked for fish but you gave him a snake? You who are evil and yet know to give good things to your children. What more so than your Father in heaven would give good things to those who seek him? And so no matter what, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for that is the teaching of the law and the prophets.
首先大家注意到一件事了没有，就是人们在用这个人参座右铭黄金律的时候呢，对前面的这个祈求的教导根本没有顾。
And so a lot of times we quote the golden rule out of context.
但你注意
looking at this,
和合本的翻译非常好，它有一个重要的词，就是所以。
And soThat's why verse 12 it sums up the previous teachings with therefore.
他要求我们把这两件事连在一起，那个祈求的教导和最后成就的爱人如己。
That we are to look at these teachings together.
因为这段教导的经文跟爱人如己的力量来源很大，上帝是透过基督提供一个爱的能力的。
For it is through that relationship with God that we receive the power to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那我们停下来想一下，耶稣说什么呢
？What is Jesus saying here？
他说：“爱人如己的前提是你与上帝建立一个关系，并要保持一个就是父亲和儿女的关系。
”That loving God, your neighbor as yourself has to happen. Only happens when you have a father, child relationship with God.
你要一个通天的关系。
You have to have that vertical relationship.
才能有垂直水平方向的重建。
Then you can have parallel relationship.
他说，如同一个父亲必定回答按他旨意的祈求，爱人如己的要求，这个要求是上帝给的。
Because God, it is God who asks of us to love others as ourselves.
上帝会不会给了你要求，不给你能力来实现呢？
Will he make demands of us and not give us the strength to accomplish those demands?
所以，如果你发现你在爱他人方面不足，你该做什么呢
？So if you are lacking in loving others,
第一件事不是做什么，先祈求。
First you must ask.
你为这个需要来祈求。
You have to ask to meet that need.
他的鼓励是很明确，他说：“如果你们这些不完美的父亲都会照顾儿女的需要，不会他求饼的时候你给他石头，求鱼的时候你给他蛇咬他。”
So even you who are imperfect fathers, you know to give good things to your children when they ask of you.
何况一个完全良善的上帝会怎么样把这个资源提供给我们
？Then all the more would a perfectly good father give you what you need.
所以我这样总结，也就是说，上帝自己对我们在基督的爱和我们对他的信靠这个双向交流，爱上帝就是上帝爱在爱我们，我们对他爱的信靠这个双向的交流中。成就了让我们爱人如己的这个旨意的最大的能力来源。
And so the motive, the power by which we can love others is in God loving us first and us trusting in that love.
啊，这个太长，我再说一遍哈。
So let me say that again.
换句话就是说，上帝自己对我们在基督里的爱和我们对他的信号是一个双向的桥流。
That it is a two-way street. God has loved us and given His Son to us.And then we have trusted in that love.
那这样的一个双向交流就实现了我们爱人如己，这是本是上帝的旨意的一个能量资源来源。
And that is the source, the resource, the source by which the motive by which we can love someone else.
为此，上帝在要求我们爱他和爱人如己之前，先已经爱了我们。
And that is why, before God has asked us to love Him or to love others, He has loved us first.
他把万物中最宝贵的一件事情给了你我，对不对
？He has given us the most precious gift of all.
我们唱的所有的诗歌
，of all the hymns that we sing.
他的儿子比其他东西都有价值，更值钱。
His son is more valuable than all the things in creation.
如果他把他舍的话，意味着什么？他会把万有都赐给我们。
And if God has not held back his son, then he will give all other things to us as well.
当基督升天的时候，他把圣灵赐给我们。
And when Jesus, but before Jesus went to return to heaven, he gave us his Holy Spirit.
激励我们，帮助我们。
To dwell in us and to help us.
上帝不光在基督里提供这个能力。
Not only does he give us this power to
他说如果你爱人的时候，你就成就了律法的要求。
For when you love others, then you will obey the law.
在刚刚我们念的第七章的这个十二节里头，跟这个我们二十二章的四十节有点类似。他说：“你们愿意怎样待别人，你要怎样待他人。”
That when you treat others the way you yourself want to be treated.
他说：“这就是律法和先知的道理。”
That is what the law and the prophets teach.
听完以后你们没什么吃惊的，因为耶稣这里没有提到第一诫命。没有说爱上帝啊，他说这是所有的。
So here Jesus leaves out the loving God part of loving your neighbor.
没有提到首要的诫命，只有爱人如己的时候，你想他人怎么对待你的时候，你就先这样的对待他人。如果你这样做，你就完成了律法的要求。
For when you, all he says is when you treat others the way you yourself wish to be treated, then you are in obedience to the law and the prophets.
换句话说，我认为耶稣在说，当你甘心乐意按照自己期待别人对待自己的方式对待他人的时候。
That when you love, when you treat others the way you want you to be treated, when you move out of that selfishness.
你在成就律法和先知的要求和意思了。
You are already obeying the very spirit of the law.
爱上帝当然从人内心里发出的，但是上帝看不见。
Yeah, anybody can say they love God, but God is invisible.
你没有办法直接衡量。
It is difficult to measure directly.
但爱那些不可爱的人，这个是可以看得到的。
But to love those who are otherwise unlovable, that is visible.
只有当你爱人的时候，那些可见的上帝的形象。
For men are the visible images of God.
耶稣说：“你内心对上帝的炙热就这样表达出来了。”
That is how people know that we love God.
显明出来了。
That is how it is shown.
所以你按照这个脉络再看保罗的书信是一样的。
So when you look at Paul's epistles,
在基督的死和复活里面，透过信心称义的人，同样可以透过信心来成圣。
For that we are justified in his by his blood.
还是那个双向的连接。
And again, that two-way
对上帝的爱的信靠
that trust in God's love.
罗马书十三章八到十节
Romans chapter 13 verse 8 to 10.
保罗没有违背耶稣的教导
Paul did not teach anything contrary to Jesus' teaching.
八到十节怎么说？他说：“凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。”
Do not owe anything in one another except love, for love is the completion of the law.
像那些不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，也都包含在“爱人如己”这句话之内了。爱是不加伤害与他人，所以爱就完全了律法。
For love your neighbor as yourself includes all of the laws, such as do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, and so on and so forth.Love does not harm others, and so love completes the law.
好，跟着我哈。保罗这里说，不光说爱完全了律法，成就了律法，实现了律法的要求。
And so he says that not only is that loving others is the completion of the law.
第八和第十节几乎重复两次说，爱人就成就了神的律法要求。
He repeats it twice.
他没有说你爱了上帝，再爱人如己就成就了要求。
He didn't say love God and love your neighbor.
让我再说一遍，他说因为爱人就完全了律法。
For those who love are those who obey the law.
加拉太书也是这样讲的。
That's what Galatians teaches as well.
你们感到吃惊吗？
Is that astonishing to you?
上帝是透过让我们爱他，是透过爱他那些他所爱的人来实现的。
The way God wants us to show our love for Him is to love those who He loves.
律法是没有办法来破开的。
And the law is not separate from any other commandment of the law.
是透过耶稣基督做成的，也要求我们能够做成。
It is accomplished through Jesus, and it is required of us, even if we are not perfect.
那我们如何来做呢？
So how are we to do this?
怎么实践爱他人如自己的方式？
How are we to love others?
时间只允许我讲三件事。
So three things.
三个方式。
Three things.
第一个，在罗马书十三章里，他刚刚我们提到了彼此相爱的亏欠感。
That we are to feel like we owe each other a debt of love.
他说凡事都不可亏欠人，但是呢，你彼此相爱，你总以为你做的不够，你要总要以为你做的不够。
Don't owe any money or any favors to anyone except in the matter of love. Don't always feel like you haven't loved someone enough.
这一次呢，我们带着中国的这个牧者的神学院的一些老师，我们去看八个神学院，我就发现我心中的爱的亏欠。不跟别人在一起，你不知道。
It's on this last trip I was with these other seminary teachers where we visited many American seminaries that I realized that my love debt to others.
虽然有很多人安排我们开车上飞机，很多东西我要来在里面做那个带领者。
And so, you know, there were a lot of arrangements in which I had to take the lead.
然后呢，但是呢，中国的人到这儿来呢，你知道一件事，现在就是说。美国东西便宜，质量好，他们都带着长长的清单要去买东西的。
And so a lot of the brothers when they come to the States, they like the fact that you know American goods are not just cheap but high quality. And so they all come with a big long shopping list of things that they're going to.
他们并不是买东西给他们的家人，有一些是这样，大部分是买给他们弟兄姐妹，他的门徒班的人。
And many of them buy things not just for their family to take home, but for the people in their church.
东西实在太便宜了，搬回去多好。
And it's so cheap that they're just buying it by the box.
那我们慢慢刚开始每天都有这种，我觉得挺好的，但是到最后都觉得有点疲倦了。
And so, you know, by the end of this trip, we were all kind of a little bit sick of all of it.
只要你一有休息，他说我们去逛店吧，那我是开车的。
Because anytime we had any kind of free time, someone would be saying, "Hey, let's go shopping." And
我们一开车经过那些 mall， 他说：“哎呦，这个地方是什么什么。
”And anytime we passed any kind of mall, someone would be like, "Hey, hold on, I think I see this store."
然后我有很多的东西没做完，就是教会的讲道啊，写的文章啊，所以我那天就发火了。我不能用中文发火，就用英文发火，反正他们也听不懂。
And so I got really grumpy and I started grumbling in English because I thought, oh, I have all this stuff I have to do still.
我今天不去了，不跟你们一块吃饭，我自己在家待着，别人开车吧。
Like, all right, I can't do this anymore. Somebody else has to be your driver because I've got stuff to do.
然后别人怎么说，我还是不去。
And so I didn't want to go.
那是属世的事情。
That's worldly stuff.
然后呢，但是呢，让我特别感到亏欠的，就是那天回来以后，有一对牧者夫妇呢。竟然给我买了一套西装，说他今天 shopping 是为我买的。Oh my God！ 我真的是无地自容。
And so, well, what really embarrassed me though was at the end of this long, exhausting shopping trip, what turned out what, the purpose of the trip was for them that they wanted to gift me a tuxedo.
他不是他给没有
oh, sorry,
他看我的西装不是。
No, sorry. Oh, I upgraded it a little. A suit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
但是我在讲说，真的，刚刚看到这种爱的互动的时候，不光是亏欠，真的我是有很多亏欠没有看到。但别人用爱来回应，我相信别人他也能看到我的口气是什么了。
And so I felt like I really owe them a debt of love because they saw what kind of attitude I had.
但在我们教会也发生了，你看，当我们预备短宣的时候，很多感恩的事情让我感觉到，你们自己也应该看到。
And so every time this church prepares a short mission trip.I'm very touched by the love I see.
虽然是青少年和他们的家长组成的这个短宣队。
So even though this mission trip is all, as it's composed of the youth and their parents.
啊，他们每周都有预备的练习。
And they prepare a lot every week.
让我感动的不是这些人付代价，而是那些看上去没有什么相关的人付代价。
But what really touches me is all the people who aren't directly related to this trip.Who are willing to give themselves?
他们奉献金钱，但是美国人比较有钱，这个不算什么。
And they might give their money, and yeah, you know, so well we have a lot of money.
这是他们超过十一之外的奉献。
But a lot of them give beyond the tithe.
他们还参加义卖，包饺子。
And they're even
包包子。
And they're even participating in the fundraising to make food.
这是要花时间的。
This is very time consuming.
美国人最不愿意花时间，包括我。
You know, I, as American, I'll be the first to tell you, I hate wasting time.
但上帝真的是很美善。
But God is good.
在一个不完美的教会里面。
Even as a perfect church of sin.
我们哪有一个人不磕磕碰碰的？
How, you know, we're all stumbling around in the dark.
但是这种彼此相爱的、相互激发的心，真的让你心中感恩流泪。
But the love that we show for one another is really enough to sometimes bring me to tears.
第二个方式，我说坚固者，你要不求自己的快乐。
The second, the strong are not to seek their own happiness.
罗马书第十五章，他说：“你们坚固的人，应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂。”你人的辱骂都落在我的身上。
Romans chapter 15 verse 1, those of us who are strong are to bear the weakness of those who are weak and not seek our own pleasure. We are to please all of our neighbors to build him up. For even Christ did not seek his own pleasure, as the Bible, as it is written, the curses that they have cursed have fallen on me.
我们常说圣经要求我们刚强的走在前面的人要眷顾那些软弱的肢体。
That those who are strong are to be considerate of the weak.
但是我觉得我们这些强壮的人呢，让我说一句，相对来说啊是强壮的。我们往一个理由，这个理由就是说呢，如果你老是让着这个小家伙，他称霸称王，你会把他惯坏的。
Because the way the world works is that if we coddle the weak too much, they'll never be able to stand on their own two feet.
因为这些弱的人永远长不大的。
And they'll never mature.
没错，这是人的常理。
Yes, that's the way the world works. I admit it.
但是福音运转的理由是什么呢？
But what is the way of the gospel?
哥哥为什么让弟弟？理由是什么呢？
Why is it the elder always has to compromise towards the younger?
保罗说，你要让你的邻舍高兴。
You are to be.
我们就是邻舍。
You are to act in the benefit of your neighbor. We are each other's neighbors.
让他得到属灵的益处，叫他身体的益处，造就他们，担到他们的软弱。
We are to build them up spiritually and physically.
我们护着他，不是因为他们做的对。
We protect them not because they're doing it right.
是因为他们软弱。
Because they're weak.
我知道我是很不愿意接受这个的，但我昨天看到这个，我觉得没有办法不讲。
But so this is something that I felt like I had to address.
因为第三节罗马书十五章说，因为基督为了拯救我们这些软弱的人，没有求他自己的快乐，反而承担那些为我们承担的攻击羞辱。
For even Christ did not seek his own pleasure, but he bore our burdens.
我想已经说够了。
And so I think that's.
但是我要对软弱的人和刚强的人，还要说最后的话。
And finally, one more thing to the weak and the strong.
就是舍己和爱自己要相互制约。
That we are to love ourselves and love one another, and we are to always to use both of those in balance.
这是我听 Piper 牧师讲这段的时候，95年的一篇讲道，就对我很有触动。
I once heard a sermon from John Piper that was very encouraging to me.
他又回到我们22:39，说其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
Again, back to Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们这个脉络来说一些具体的事。你饿了会找食物，你冷了会多穿衣服，你困了会去睡觉，你受伤了会去医院寻求安慰。
Again, when you're hungry, you'll go eat something. If you're cold, you'll put clothes on.
这是天然的，神并不抹杀这个。
God doesn't say you are not to seek these things.
但是耶稣说，上帝的儿女不能只是按着这个本能活着。
But Jesus says that life is more than just.
恶是什么呢？恶就是你只关心自己的吃喝温暖，不关别人的吃喝温暖。
Sin is to only care about your own well-being and not someone else's.
罪恶是什么？你只关心自己的感受和得失，不顾他人的感受和得失。
Sin is only caring about your own feelings and your own successes.
罪恶就是只追求自己的人生目标，不关注其他人的人生目标。
Sin is seeking your own life.
把别人踩在你的脚下。
And to walk over other people to achieve.
罪恶就是你只关心你的小家的事，不关心大家的事。
Sin is caring only about you and yours and not others.
也就是说，你爱自己。这种天然的和你舍己爱他人要彼此制约，要一同的相长。
That loving yourself and loving your neighbor must always be keeping each other in check.
孺子很关键。
This as is very.
如果你爱自己有五分
，if your love others can be scored as five，
你爱他人也要五分
，then you want to love others as much。
福音教会，这是上帝的大家庭。
This church is the family of God。
如果你饿了，你想到你家中有其他人需要食物的。
If you're hungry, you are to remember that there are others in this house.
你冷了，你应该想到其他人也需要衣服。
If you're cold, then others yet are also need clothes.
如果你累了、疲倦了，你应该想到其他人也需要休息。
If you're tired and sleepy, then there you have to remember that others are also.
你受伤寻求安慰，你应该想到那些同样受伤需要缠裹的人。
If you are hurt and in need of comfort, then you are to remember that others are also hurt and in need of comfort.
当你有过搬家经历和需要的人，你就在别人需要搬家的时候，你会出现。
If you've ever needed to move, then you should be the first to show up when someone else needs to move.
你关心自己感受和得失的时候，你要同样追求他人的感受和得失。
When you have any kind of emotions, when you think about how you feel and your successes and failures, then you are also to seek the pleasure and success of others.
在你追求自己人生目标的时候，你要帮助其他的人实现上帝为他们设计的人生计划。
When you seek your goals in your life, then you are also to help others.
在你关心你自己的亲生儿女的时候，你要有同样的心态关心其他教会中的孩子。
And when you're caring for your children, you are to also care for the other children as if they were your own.
这就是互为肢体，爱己和舍己爱他人彼此的制约，
so、
一同的相长。
And that is how loving yourself and loving your neighbor keep one another in check.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们看到了，我们理解。爱上帝和爱人不可分。
We understand that loving God and loving neighbor is not separate from one another.
这本是上帝对人的永恒旨意。
This is the eternal will of God for men.
我们也看到，我们意识到必须寻求爱他人的能力。我们自己没有这个能力，我们的本能只是爱自己。
We have to seek the power to love others.
你需要耶稣基督牺牲的爱。
You need the love of God.
这是爱的巅峰。
That is the pinnacle of love.
最后我们要谈论刚刚我们讲的实践的三个方面。
And then practically speaking, how do we love one another?
心中有亏欠的人，请你举手。爱中你亏欠你的弟兄姐妹。
First, we are to feel that we owe one another in love.
你愿意顾惜弱者的人，你也举起手来。
If you're willing to
做挡箭牌的人。
Of those weaker than you, then raise your hand.
你更愿意在爱自己和爱他人方向一同成长的人，也举起手。
If you're willing to grow in both loving yourself and loving one another, raise your hand.
请你放下手。
Now we ask.
如果我们把整个新旧约的旧书历史、上帝律法、先知书看到一个长长的画廊的话
，If we look at all of the history of the Bible as a very long hallway.
有人这样形容说，爱上帝和爱人如己是那个卷的两个头。
That loving God and loving your neighbor is the two ends of this hallway.
用保罗说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，但是最大的是爱。
That what remains is faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
在我们操练这个爱心的过程中，你看这个圣经的历史画面，这个天书反复的读了很多遍了。
And so in living out the love, we are to read the details.
我们可能会被一些细节抓住。只看树木，不看见森林。
And so maybe sometimes we'll be so caught up in the details that we forget the big picture.
但是有一天
，One day，
我盼望是现在你就看得更清楚。
And I hope that day is today.
就上帝拿这个天书，这个爱把我们裹缠带到将来的新天新地天上的时候。
That God is circling us with the arms of His love.
那些蒙爱的人像什么呢
？Who are those who have been loved？
他们被带到上面的时候看见什么呢？
When they go to heaven, they see the big picture.
他发现这个书卷的两端，牢牢地镶在上帝至圣的宝座上。
That they see that the great scroll of history spread out before them, and on each end is the golden chain.
在一端上写的是大字，你们要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽力爱你的上帝。
On one end is written, "You love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength."
在一段大字里说，你们要爱邻舍如自己。
At the other end is "Love your neighbor as yourself."
坐在中间的宝座上和宝座的羔羊，就是完成这个爱上帝和爱人的耶稣基督。跟父同坐。
And the one who is enthroned with the Father is Jesus Christ, who obeyed those two commandments to the fullest.
愿上帝祝福看见这个画面，领受他爱的人。
And so when may God bless those.
因为所有将来在新天新地的人，都是靠着耶稣的爱和恩典，尽心尽意尽力爱上帝，彼此相爱的人。
Because those who are in the heaven are those who love one another by relying on the love of God.
愿这个书卷在我们心里头。
May we remember that picture always.
在我们的眼帘里面。
And that we.
上帝祝福你。
In our mind's eye, may God bless you. Let us pray.
恩主，我们是没有爱的人。
Lord, we were once people who weren't did not have love.
这个有爱的家庭是我们教会的一个很重要的价值。
But now we have become a part of a church who holds up the value of a loving family.
因为这是整本圣经的要求，这两大诫命。
But that is the Bible requires of us.
我们为我们感受的亏欠感来感谢你。
And we thank you that we feel a sense of debt.
主，你来帮助我们，不是只有亏欠感。
But we ask that you help us and not just have that feeling of debt.
当我们来靠你的恩典去做的时候，我们就有在里面的满足和喜乐。
That because when we obey, then we only have joy and gladness.
听我们的祷告。
We ask that you hear a prayer.
奉那位爱的君王的名。
In the name of the King who loves us.
Amen.
Amen.